This is Setting the Bar, Kelly, story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, set the bar for your day very low. Maybe you're going to order from like a click list or something like that and go pick up your stuff. If you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally ordering 99 bunches of bananas, then you're doing okay.
Oh, that's a lot of bananas. You're probably not going to finish before they go bad.
And the result of pregnancy brain, this guy in Brooklyn kind of made a TikTok. It's getting a lot of attention.
So here I am, minding my own business on this innocent Sunday, and the groceries arrive for just me and my wife, and I find bunches of bananas. My pregnant wife managed to order 99 bunches of bananas. I think we have over 1,200 bananas in this apartment.
Oh, and they have an apartment too. Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it's just bags and bags and bags of bananas. And
so did they like donate them to maybe a shelter or something? Because you can't eat that many bananas.
And
you can't return them.
Well, they did. They were able to.
Oh, you were able to? Really?
Well, they did.
You can return produce?
I don't know, Kelly. They were able to. I guess they explained the mistake, and they explained it on Pregnancy Brain. It was Pregnancy Brain at fault as to why 99 bunches of bananas wound up in their little apartment.
Wow. I just wanted 9 bunches. But even that, 9 bunches is still a lot.
Or 9 bananas. Maybe they just wanted 9 bananas.
Can you just order 9 bananas? They come in a bunch.
A lot of places.
They're typically like 5 or 6.
A lot of places do offer price per banana. So if you want like 4 bananas, then you pay for 4 bananas. If you want 5 or whatever, you pay for 5. Right. So
I just, whatever the is in the bunch, that's what I get.
Yeah, well, Pregnancy Brain.
All right.
Is to blame for this.
Well, at least they let them return them. I didn't think that that was going to be a possibility because, again, produce.
Yep. What's the craziest thing you could blame on Pregnancy Brain? You got a story?
I don't remember one specifically.
Well, my wife almost burnt our house down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she forgot the popcorn was on the stove. And no, we weren't doing popcorn in the microwave. We were doing it on the stove.
And she burned her foot pretty bad on
with
that
oil.
One too.
Yeah, exactly. And she forgot it was on the stove. And then it literally, the oil caught fire.
Oh!
And
and that is how she convinced you to get a new kitchen.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. And so, yeah, burned her foot in the process, trying to get the oil out of the house and all that stuff. So,
I mean, you redid the stairs when she ripped off the carpet. It's like, you know what? We need a new kitchen.
Let's
set fire to the kitchen.
Right.
Let's get some new cabinets.
That's right. So that is our Pregnancy Brain story.
She's effective.
Yeah. If you've got a story, we'd love to hear it. 502-795-1997. We'll take your stories on the way on 99.7 DJX.